As of Sunday, the three reservoirs that hold the water that feeds the Boise River system were at just 55% capacity. One of the three, Arrowhead Rock Dam, is at 21%. Drought is here in Idaho and across the West, and the Ada County Soil and Water Conservation District is holding two classes on how to hold on to some of that water. So for horse owners or anyone who has a pasture, this Tuesday Zoom class will be looking at how to best conserve water for your land. And then next week, it will be about conserving water for your lawn or your garden. So joining us today are Jessica Harrell. She is program coordinator with the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District, Gabriel Craik with Be Wise Gardens, and Elaine Blickley with Horses for Clean Water. Jessica, I want to start with you. Give us a quick reminder as to why you're putting on these seminars.
Hi, thanks so much for having us on. Water in Idaho is always a really big topic. Our farmers rely so much on our irrigation. And as the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District, it is our mission to provide resources on water conservation education to both our farmers and our landowners in Ada County, and make sure that we are using these resources wisely since we are so dependent on them in our very dry state.
Mm-hmm. And Elaine, you're part of the Water Conservation for Pastures Zoom seminar taking place tomorrow night. We have a lot of horse pastures in Ada County. Give us a few quick tips for conserving water in those pastures.
Well, one of the best tips is to actually compost manure and to apply it to your pastures, because compost is the fine organic material in compost holds moisture, and it's going to help carry you through these droughty kind of times. And then avoiding overgrazing and doing rotational grazing will help with good pasture management, so that your ground doesn't get compacted, and so that you have good grass there to absorb the water when you do irrigate. And then we'll also talk tomorrow night about irrigation principles for watering pastures, and how you want to try to water so that it infiltrates deeply, like 5 to 6 inches. Mm-hmm. And then infrequently. You don't want to be watering all the time. You want to water infrequently and deeply.
And then, Gabriel, you build water-wise plantings for Be Wise Gardens, and your seminar will be next Tuesday. Now, it's called Water Conservation for Lawns and Gardens. Can you give us some quick tips, best tips for conserving water, you know, in our gardens and lawns? Because, man, you know, that's if you haven't ripped that grass out like some people have.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for bringing this topic up. It's really important in these high desert areas. Obviously, we built neighborhoods and subdivisions, and we took all the topsoil away, and then we planted cool season grasses that were actually better suited to other climates. And then people get into these neighborhoods, and then they water them all the time to keep them looking nice. So what we really try to encourage people to do is start to minimize your lawn area. We don't ever want to get completely rid of the lawn areas, just because they are a good carbon sink, and they do keep, you know, like a small area cooler, and it is a good, you know, area for the microbes and that kind of thing. But we don't need these big palatial lawns. And so we just try to encourage people to start reducing that by adding flower beds on drip systems. So inline drip watering is so much more efficient, because it's below that compost mulch, like she was talking about. So then that retains the water that is dripping directly where the, you know, the plants are planted. And that's a pretty, I mean, it is labor intensive, and it can be expensive if you have a contractor do it, obviously. But there's so much on YouTube that if a homeowner was really dedicated, they could start converting slowly their whole yard. And we never want anybody to just like, oh my gosh, here's $50,000, do my whole yard. It just doesn't happen like that. And so we just do it bed by bed. And the reason we want to do that in our hot climate is because overhead watering, even at night, you lose up to 50% of that to evaporation. And so you're watering, watering, and most of it isn't even going into your lawn or your garden space. Mm-hmm. So we really just want people to start thinking wisely about our resources, which are limited. We live in a closed system. No new water's coming here. No new elements are coming here. And so if we don't start really paying attention to that beyond just the people that are into gardening, we really need to reach the masses because I'm sitting in a neighborhood right now looking at all these lawns and they're half brown already. And this is their chance. Right. This is the time to take them out because they're ugly anyway.
So start small, take those ugly patches out.
Right. So, you know, Jessica, just start expanding the perennial beds, you know, and bringing pollinators.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Jessica, we only have about a minute left. So again, can you tell us about when the two seminars are?
Yes. The first one, tomorrow night is Water Conservation for Pastures. It starts at 6 and will go only until 6:45. And then next Tuesday, July 27th, is Water Conservation for Lawns and Gardens. These will both be held via Zoom. And we have links both on our Facebook page and also on our website at adaswcd.org.
Well, such important information to be getting out to folks, in particular when we, you know, we've talked about wildfires today, the smoke, the drought, climate change. So thank you all for your expertise and for coming on the show. We've been talking with Jessica Harold. She is program coordinator with the Ada Soil and Water Conservation District, Gabriel Craik with Be Wise Gardens, and Elaine Blickley with Horses for Clean Water. We've been talking about two seminars on conserving water during this drought. We will, of course, put a link to both of those seminars on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thank you, all three of you, for your time. So appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters. Our producers are Frankie Barnhill and Samantha Wright. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It is Monday. It's the start of the week. I hope you can find some joy in your day, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.